I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, there are some topical issues people can learn more about this weekend. Let's begin on Friday with a movie screening and a discussion.
Well, this is going to be at 9:30 Friday morning at the Chatham Orpheum Theater. And St. Christopher's Episcopal Church of Chatham is hosting a screening of the new documentary, Newtown. And that movie tells the story of the Connecticut community where they had the mass shooting of school children and kind of what happened in the aftermath of that. PBS is going to premiere that film this spring, so this is a preview ahead of that for everybody. And it's going to be hosted by executive producer Nick Stewart, and he's going to be joined in a discussion after the movie by Chatham Chief of Police Mark Paulina, Community and Youth Resource Officer Sergeant Bill Massey, and Lisa Cataldo, who's a mental health professional and assistant professor of pastoral counseling at Fordham University. And tickets to see that movie are free.
And then on Saturday, the topic is climate change in Brewster.
Well, this is going to be a talk at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, and it's at the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History. And the lecturer is Philip B. Duffy, who is the president and executive director of the Woods Hole Research Center. That group is an independent research institute where scientists investigate the causes and effects of climate change worldwide. And his lecture is called Stormy Weather Ahead, What's Next for Climate Change in a World of Alternate Facts. Duffy previously was involved in the international climate negotiations and policy through the White House National Science and Technology Council, and this lecture is free with museum admission.
Students in Falmouth have been learning some natural science of a different kind, and on Friday, they'll be showing what they learned about local birds through art.
Well, this is being hosted by the Falmouth Historical Society, and it's a reception from 4 to 5:30 on Friday at the Falmouth Museums on the Green for this exhibit of artwork that were created by these Falmouth students based on their nature studies. Falmouth High School students traveled to Cuttyhunk and Penikese Islands last year and chronicled kind of their own responses to the landscape. Some of that work's going to be shown there. And then some other Falmouth High students worked with second graders to create a habitat mural. And the younger students got their ideas after studying migrating birds at a tea ticket park. There's also going to be two books of illustrated poetry on display. And after the reception, there's going to be a lecture on the history and birds of Penikese Island. And if you can't make it to that reception on Friday, that art exhibit stays on display through next Wednesday.
If you'd like to know more about the local food you eat or what's available on Cape Cod, the place to be on Saturday is Harwich.
This is going to be the 8th annual Meet Your Local Farmers event, and that's happening from noon to 3:30 on Saturday at the Harwich Community Center gym. They've got close to 50 farms and farm-supporting organizations from Sandwich to Truro. They're going to be there to answer people's questions and then tell their stories about what they do and what they offer. It's an agricultural expo, and it's sponsored by the Cape and Islands Farm Bureau and Harwich Conservation Trust. And there's also going to be a variety of local products there that you can buy, including honey, lavender, and jelly.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.